This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Does my mental health matter? That's a question I'm often asked, and maybe during this video, you can help me answer it. One day, while Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was standing on the pulpit addressing the community, he started to cry and said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood here where I am standing on the first year after Hijrah." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then wept for some time and then said, "I ask Allah for pardon and overall well-being, for people are never given anything after certainty of faith that is better than well-being." Then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said that he witnessed when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mounted the pulpit and then wept sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And while his tears were flowing down his blessed face, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "سَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ فَإِنَّ أَحَدًا لَمْ يُعْطَ بَعْدَ الْيَقِينِ خَيْرًا مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ." Ask Allah for forgiveness and all-encompassing wellness. For after being granted certainty, one is given nothing better than wellness. That's how important your wellness is. The scholars of hadith have said that the word afiyah is an all-encompassing word. It's all-encompassing wellness, spiritual in this life and the hereafter, physical, mental, and emotional. And it also means to be protected from fitan and trials and afflictions. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for well-being and working towards it is essential to the quality of our life. Your spiritual, physical, and mental wellness are so important that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in addition to teaching us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah, overall well-being, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to seek refuge in Allah from the things that disturb our wellness every morning and every evening. It's so important that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed when one of his companions was distressed emotionally, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't judge him. He didn't tell him that he didn't have enough faith, but rather directed him and taught him something to do to help. He took note of his emotional distress and didn't dismiss it. One day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the masjid, and a man from the Ansar named Abu Umamah radiallahu anhu was sitting there. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed that this companion looked like something was off, like he was in distress. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went up to him and said, "Oh Abu Umamah, what is the matter? Why is it that I see you sitting here in the masjid while it's not time for prayer?" He radiallahu anhu responded, "Humumun lazamatni wa duyunun ya Rasulullah." "O Messenger of Allah, I'm overwhelmed by anxieties and debts." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, "Shh, how could you say that you're overwhelmed with worry? Astaghfirullah, you're my companion. How could you be like this?" No, that's not our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a mercy to all of the universe. And that's not our beautiful religion. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded with empathy and compassion. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I not teach you something to say by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve your worries and settle your debts?" Abu Umamah radiallahu anhu responded, "Of course, ya Rasulullah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Say in the morning and in the evening, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan, wa a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati al-dayni wa kahri al-rijal." "O Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and sadness. I seek refuge in you from incapacity and laziness. I seek refuge in you from cowardice and miserliness. And I seek refuge in you from being overwhelmed by debt and the tyranny of men." Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam empowered Abu Umama radiallahu anhu by giving him a tool to help him. He told him basically that he can work on changing his situation because he mattered and you matter. Your well-being matters. You also can learn tools and skills to empower yourself. Having overall wellness is such a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's something we can all work towards achieving in our own way. Our spiritual, physical, and mental health are not fixed. We can work on improving them. The past year has been one of the most challenging years in modern history. One that has taken a toll on our spiritual, physical, and mental health. And I've seen the impact of these unprecedented times on my friends, family, and even myself. This year, I would like to focus on cultivating my spiritual and psychological well-being, and I'd like to share that journey with you. I love for you what I love for myself, so I invite you to join me for Journey 2021, which is a comprehensive online program in which you will learn 12 elements of achieving spiritual and mental wellness. In Journey 2021, I'll address mental wellness from a holistic point of view, integrating the physical, mental, emotional, social, and spiritual dimensions. This program features a unique method in which I'll use our rich Islamic tradition, neuroscience, and psychology. I'm excited to share holistic and evidence-based methods to help you optimize your spiritual and psychological state while I work with you towards building a healthier and more joyful you. I'm honored to announce that we will have a variety of guest instructors joining us. We'll have a virtual book club and live Q&A sessions, inshallah. Now you may be thinking, why should I take the time to work on my mental health? Why should I invest in this program? Well, many of us know how important it is to stay physically fit. Unfortunately, many of us underestimate just how important mental health is to our overall wellness. Our mental health affects all other aspects of our lives, including our spiritual and physical health. When we don't prioritize and work on our mental health, it can really take a toll on the quality of our life. Why is our mental health so important? Mental wellness is integral to living a healthy lifestyle. Our mental health affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle everyday stress, relate to others, make decisions. It affects our ability to cope with the inevitable adversity that we face in life. It affects how we adapt to our circumstances and solve problems. And it also affects how we relate to others in our lives. It affects our ability to be happy and productive. Our mental health influences the way that we look at our lives, ourselves, the world, and others. And like physical health, our mental health is important at every stage of our life, from childhood to adolescence through adulthood. Nurturing our mental health can also help us combat and even prevent mental health problems in the future, and drastically improves the quality of our lives. Everyone can benefit from learning how to enhance and protect their mental health. There are steps that you can take to improve your mental health every day. One of the best things you can do for your mental well-being is to recognize that your current state isn't permanent. You can improve your spiritual and mental state. And inshallah, I can teach you how. Journey 2021 will lay out how to enhance your overall well-being based on the latest research, condensed into easy to understand videos. New videos will be added each month that cover essential components of spiritual and mental health, which will help guide you on your wellness journey. You'll be able to view them at your own pace and at your own convenience. Inshallah, you will leave each session well-informed and equipped with powerful tools to help you enhance your well-being and build long-lasting habits. Monthly modules give you the time to work on one component that month and create a realistic action plan. One of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves is working on our wellness. Al-Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu, who was the beloved uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, teach me something that I may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Now think about this. This is one of the most beloved people to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what he responds is going to be super important. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ask Allah for afiyah, well-being. Then Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu said that he came back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the next day and said, O Messenger of Allah, teach me something that I may ask Allah for. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded, O Abbas, O uncle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ask Allah for al-afiyah in this world and in the hereafter. And in another narration, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Messenger of Allah, what is the best supplication? And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, asking Allah for forgiveness and well-being in this world and the next. And so the man came back the following day and asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam again, O Prophet of Allah, what's the best supplication? What's the best dua? And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered, asking Allah for forgiveness and well-being in this world and the next. And then he said, when you are given well-being in this world and the next, then you have achieved success. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most generous, to gift us all pardon and the afiyah, wellness in this life and the next. Allahumma ameen. So, does our mental health matter? I pray by now you know, of course it does. Join us while we work towards cultivating holistic wellness. I look forward to spending the year growing with you.